Hey yo, good morning, yo. This is the Mad Rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off.
Tell him why you mad.
What are you fake mad about today?
Yo, that's great.
Oh, been gone for a minute, but I'm back with the jump off. This is episode 79, Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B and the Fake Mad Mafia. I am Fousey B, the Fake Mad Mafia. Today, we'll get him introduced himself. We're going to start off with introducing.
This is why editing is.
We're going to start off with introducing the man, the myth, the legend, with the most famous Kevin Samuels died Facebook group. Chris, introduce yourself. Let him know who you are, how to find you.
Hey, listen, man. I am Chris Taliaferro. I'm always glad to be on my homies' podcast. I've got a podcast of my own, even though I haven't done an episode in months. I've just been busy. It's called Things You Don't See Every Day with Chris Taliaferro. We got a Facebook group. We got, you know, pretty much, you know, platforms and all social media, so you can look for me there. But just as my homeboy shouted out, I do have a Facebook page called Kevin Samuels Died. So if you want to roast incels and red pill guys, that's the place that you want to go.
Also, here from the Whatever Face podcast, it went from Marcy to Hollywood and back again. Hollywood Corey, introduce yourself, state your claim. Gangster.
I believe that's me. Big H.O., New York. I was going with the vibe, you know how Snoop did on the intro, whatever. Not too much on me. I'm here for a good time, not a long time. Whatever has Hollywood 1026, if you just want to talk to me, you know? I like conversation. I like jokes that may be inappropriate. I like dark humor, if you will. But so, yeah. I'm here. Nate's not here. I'm doing the bidding for Fousey yet again. give me the gunshots, please. Nate, I love how every time I'm up here, you duck because for whatever the reason is. Look, you got me by 11 episodes. No way I can catch up unless Fousey has me on there every week like he has you. But I'm here to enjoy the conversation with good people, man.
And last up, off of mute, Brian. Talk to the people.
Hello, good people of Earth and those who are also trying to invade. You probably won't enjoy it here, but welcome anyway. My name is Brian, a.k.a. Brian B. Knowing. Follow me on all social media platforms. That's about it.
Word. That's Brian with a Y.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's skip the pitter-patter for the thing of the moment. Let's go ahead and play this real quick.
Thing that surprised me the most, that I actually had to reread it, right, because I said, is this true?
Right.
Was that in 2016, you and Will decided that you were going to live completely separate lives.
Yes.
It was not a divorce on paper,
right,
but it was a divorce. So from the year 2016, which is 7 years ago now,
yes,
y'all have been apart.
Yeah.
That sound was her taking her two fingers and waving them apart. But also, let's play this.
Jada Pinkett. Jada is my heart. You know what I mean? She will be my friend for my whole life.
Well, maybe I'll be down to scoop you up later in life. You ain't all shriveled up. We'll be all together. Be like Ozzy Davis and Ruby Dee.
Vic, you know you always got a place in my heart.
She can have my one heart, my liver, my lungs, my kidneys, my blood, marrow, all of it. Jada.
There was some dark humor I could have went there with, but I'm not going to do it. Please be an organ donor. Outside of that, gentlemen, before I jump into this, my man Tyler said that Tupac got shot a lot, but he definitely dodged that bullet with Jada. Before we talk about this, I just want to mention a couple of things that I want you guys to go in your memory bank really quick and rock with me. Gene Wilder, Muhammad Ali, Alan Thicke, George Michael, Carrie Fisher, David Bowie, and Prince. They all died in 2016. Hamilton became a worldwide phenomenon in 2016. Hulk Hogan became a multi-millionaire 140 times over when he sued Gawker for releasing his sex tape. Batman vs. Superman, Deadpool, Suicide Squad, Captain America, and Doctor Strange all came out that year. Harambe the gorilla got shot and killed at the Cincinnati Zoo. Rest in peace, Harambe. Do it for Harambe. The all-female Ghostbusters came out. Pokemon Go came out. The Summer Olympics hit Rio in 2016. Beyonce made lemonade. 2016. The Chicago Cubs won a World Series. 2016. Donald Trump became the face of late night comedy. 2016. All of that came and went, and you know was not coming. Will Smith and Jada, because that is the last time that Jada Pickett said that they were together.
Hey,
Brian.
Yeah, come on. Come on. What are we doing? What are we doing?
Yo, to start a list with Gene Wilder and end with Will and Jada not having sex.
He's like Gene Wilder, and I'm like, what? Hold on,
that was great.
No evil, hear no evil. Like what?
He died in 2016.
I know he did.
Brian, what are your thoughts on?
Why do we have to drag Richard Pryor's homeboy into this? Why?
You know what? 2016 was a wild year, because that's also the year I moved from Baltimore back to DC. So a lot of bad, yeah, a lot of.
Wait, hold on, 45 minutes. Shut up.
I got it right here. 2016 is the year that they stopped sleeping together.
I thought he was looking up something.
All right, so,
but
all right, so Brian, Chris.
What? I'm expressing myself through the art of song.
Let Brian talk.
I'm sorry.
Brian.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on this whole Jada and Will Smith and Jada saying that they have not been together since 2016? They were divorced without a divorce. I keep doing that because if y'all saw the video, she does that little pop sound while she takes her two fingers and pulls them apart from each other like we weren't together.
Like Mr. Bucket. Like a Mr. Bucket,
Chris.
Put your balls in my mouth. I'm sorry. No. You know what? Mute me if you have to. I'm a dickhead. I'm sorry.
Mute yourself, Brian. Go ahead.
Your question. As I look at this whole Will and Jada situation, I just gotta look at Will and be like, "That's what you get. That's what you get because you had a wife who was everything that you wanted to be." But you decided to let infatuation take over, and now look at you. Your life in shambles. Your family in shambles. Your reputation is in shambles. And you are one of the most highly regarded actors of all time, especially in our community. We love you, man. And you got her. She got you out here looking crazy. And it's even crazier because I've seen them sit down, do a red table talk about their relationship before the whole Chris Rock thing. And you can hear them through multiple times at multiple points say that Jada was like, I don't want to be with you. I don't want to get married to you. And the nigga just kept pressing and kept pressing. The nigga looked at his wife. I can't even remember his first wife's name. His first wife was like, I could never love you the way I love Jada. Sir, you're still married to the lady. What are you talking about? And you left her to be with Jada and now look at you. She almost got you locked up because you'd have beat somebody up on TV.
I actually sat down with Will and had a conversation due to the transformation from their marriage to life partnership that they've spoken on several times, and it, you know, not involving romanticism.
Mm-hmm.
When August Asina said that, everybody thought he was crazy. Now, Chris, what are your thoughts on this whole Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Shakur situation?
Oh, well, okay. So, first of all, before I give... I have thoughts, for sure, 100%. But before I give my specific thoughts, I want to share what I said about this on social media before we even go forward. And I'm just going to read it verbatim for you. I said, I'm already completely exhausted from all the think pieces y'all are going to be writing about their marriage for the next few days or so. And the reason that I said that is because, quite frankly, I have known what everyone has known since, I think, even maybe even before 2016, that, you know, there's something going on with their marriage. But for me, I don't really care what's happening with them one way or the other. Now, it seems a little hypocritical because I'm on a podcast where we're all talking about it. But, you know, the thing is, people talk about topics of the day. It is what it is. But when I talk about how I feel on the inside, like, I couldn't give half a fuck, because I knew when August came out and said, you know, oh, this is what was going on, he seemed pretty honest. He had no reason to lie. And if anything, if he was going to try and, you know, prop up his career, for example, having Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith on your side would be a pretty big boon. So if you're, I mean, that's a weird lie to tell. So a lot of times when you see things in media, when someone's telling a story that seems a little weird, I personally lean to say, like, well, there might be something to that. And that's what I thought from the beginning. So, I mean, if we're being honest with ourselves, nobody thought that Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith were just in this loving relationship where they look at pictures of their kids growing up and say, look at the kids we raised, and they have all this bomb sex, and he's like bending over and fucking her from the back. Like, that's not happening. Everybody knows that. So for me, it's like, all Jada Pinkett Smith is doing at this point is asking for attention by whore. Doing this reveal. And look, I've been busy, I've been sick, I haven't really given this type of thing my energy. I don't know if she's selling a book or she's promoting something, but that's what I would assume.
Let me stop you there. She is pushing a book. However,
okay, well, then there you go. I'll let you finish. Just let me say one more thing. I'm sorry. But I figured she had to be pushing something, because the fact of the matter is, if she and Will had this feeling that they could not admit to the public what their personal situation is since 2016, I don't begrudge them that. I'm not going to sit here and tell any one of you to tell the entire world what all of your personal situations are. It's up to you.
Hollywood.
I think that I used to throw on my cape to Will. I'm tired of black men getting abused, especially Will Smith. This young man has been getting nothing but Jada's ass to kiss for some years now. And the fact that she keeps throwing Pac in his face, oh, here's a video of me and Pac breakdancing. Nick, why? Why do I have to see that? Why? How is that important? How does that enrich me? On my birthday, you posting a picture of you and Pac. What does that why do you
have to? I get around.
But see, then there was one day where she posted a video of her and Pac rapping Will Smith.
That was on Will Smith's birthday.
So it's like I see, I understand the point that you're trying to make, but at the same time, I'm like, well, I think their entire situation is weirder than any of us can comprehend.
It's time to move on to the next subject.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote that for Jada. So there's this new NFL commercial with Minnesota Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins for Kentucky Fried Chicken. And this is what it says.
It's because of KFC.
What?
A little extra flavor makes the wide receivers work harder for the ball. It's finger looking good. It's our secret weapon.
That's got to be racist. There's no way. I'm just keeping it real. There's no way that is like.
The man said a little extra flavor in the chicken makes his wide receivers work harder. And just so.
How did you?
I am. Just, Chris, you got to stop laughing. You're making me laugh. Like, all right. And just,
why
just
did
so
you spring this
fair,
on me, bro?
Because yeah. I hear you laughing. Just so we're fair, I'm going to pull up Minnesota's wide receivers. Probably the best wide receiver in the game right now is.
I gotta mute my mic, yo. I'm done.
Yeah, yes, mute your mic, bro. The best wide receiver in the game right now is probably Jefferson, right? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna look up his color real quick. Okay, he's black. Then we have Jordan Addison. Let me just look up his. Oh, okay, he's black. Those are the two starting wide receivers.
First of all, wait, hold on. Kirk Cousins is like one of the whitest people of all time, quarterback or not. Like that's right. That's what makes this fun. Kirk Cousins. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody in the racial sensitivity department of any of these fucking corporations said, hey, maybe we don't want the whitest man to ever fucking exist to sit here and talk about how his wide receivers need some fucking fried chicken to get chicken. The job done. This right. is the so, fucking funniest
and
thing.
And then there's Brandon Powell, there's KJ Osborne, there's Tristan Jackson, there's N'Keal Harry, all black. Yeah. So I'm gonna venture to Hollywood first on this one. What were they thinking if they had their mute off?
I was about to say I'm fighting with this mute button. This is very Jerry Rice eating a motorized chicken helmet.
Oh, shit. At least Jerry was black.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
I forgot about that. Yeah. That's a great Jesus. Reference.
This. Oh, no, that, not yet. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is.
Is it racist?
I think yes. He was talking about Adam Thielen. He was talking about Adam Thielen. That's what it is.
Adam ain't there no more, isn't Adam?
I don't give a shit who he was talking about.
Adam's in Carolina.
Kirk Cousins is too white to ever talk about receivers eating chicken. I don't give a fuck. He's too white for that shit. Kirk Cousins. Listen to his fucking name. He sounds like Kirk Cameron. Kirk, and you just want Alan Thicke today.
This is very Brittany Mahomes.
Show me that smile again.
This is very Brittany Mahomes saying that Patrick's favorite food was fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
This is literally the plot of fucking Undercover Brother. Y'all ever see that shit? Like it was like, oh, like we're gonna get a black hero to promote chicken.
Yeah, that Jamie Foxx movie about Tyrone that had chicken in it too. Brian, what are your thoughts on it?
I haven't seen any Jamie Foxx movie since he died and they replaced him with a clone.
Chris, let him answer the.
That's the. I'm sorry.
I'm about to start muting you, Chris.
No. You know what? No, I'm gonna mute myself. I'm wrong. I'm in the wrong, my friend. I apologize.
Brian, go ahead.
Yo, you ever meet somebody who's like, yeah, they need to be on medicine. But I think that KFC, this is.
I am on medicine. All right. I'm joking.
So KFC.
Everybody should go to therapy. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm shutting the fuck up.
I forgot about the Jerry Rice thing. KFC also had Mary J. Blige with the. Crispy chicken and let it. Like, this is really right up their alley. Like, KFC has shown us who they were for years, and we keep going. It's really a us problem at this point that we just keep going because they just said, we're not diversifying our racial diversity board. We got the same people up here who think that all this stuff is okay. Because clearly, if you had a black person who could...
I want to correct you, though. Mary J. Blige was Burger King.
That was Burger King. You're
That's right. Burger King. Thank you for that. But Jerry Rice was KFC. He still does KFC commercials, I think. But
but you got it. Y'all got to, in the words of an immortal Wu-Tang Clan, you got to diversify your bonds, man. You can't just have these same people. Because now y'all got to deal with the protests and the backlash and all this. And you could have just had one black person on payroll to say.
I'm sorry, guys.
One black person to say, nah, this not it, y'all.
Hey, can I say one serious thing about this?
Go ahead, Chris. Wrap it up. wrap up the subject. Is what I mean.
In all seriousness, not to suck my own dick or whatever. Hey, but
how is that the subject?
No, hold on. I'm just bear with me. I'm just because that's how I say it. I'm not sitting here trying to like if you know like dude, I'm not trying to suit myself up when I say this. Right.
Same.
But what I'm saying is I have been reached out to by major media outlets. I'll just say it. Fox News reached out to me around the time that I got interviewed by the New York Times, right? And
they wanted me to
fucking go on Tucker Carlson. And
I said his name wrong.
No, it's fine. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to him because his show, he doesn't have a show anyway. Because he got
one on Twitter. I'm sorry, on X.
Or X or whatever. No, the point that I'm making is they asked me twice, and they made it seem worth my while. But I think certain things really aren't worth your soul, and I'm so serious about that. So when I do see some of our most prominent African-American icons and figures,
not you, Kirk Cousins,
shucking and jiving and selling chicken and shit, it bothers me because I'm thinking about these people that have way more money than I do. And I didn't, you know what I mean? Like, I could have sold out for certain paydays that I didn't sell out for. And it's like, it makes me wonder, you know, it's like, is what they're really doing that ethical? And I don't want to judge them because I don't know their lives and I don't know these people, but I don't know if I'm going to sit here and sing chicken fucking minstrel show themes for shit. I really don't know if I could do that shit.
All right.
Welcome to Burger King.
What's in those
wraps?
Oh, now we know that.
Crispy chicken.
That wasn't even part of the, that was not part. Hold on, I want to hear the rest of that real quick.
That had to be a part of it, but
all right, moving
hold on.
So we
agree that beat was a little more fire than I remember.
Stop it.
Give them 16. All right, so moving on from playful racist to what the hell was they thinking? California rolls out ebony alert to report and fine missing Black women and children, with critics saying some people will ignore them altogether. A new alert for missing Black women and children in California is receiving backlash, as critics saying it will make people ignore the messages. The so-called Ebony Alert, signed into law Monday by Governor Gavin Newsom, is a completely separate notification system from the already existing Amber Alert, authored by State Senator Stephen Bradford. Many have called the law a new kind of segregation. The alert will be used for Black people between the ages of 12 and 25, and notifies law enforcement and California Highway Patrol to search for the individual. Wouldn't law enforcement and California Highway Patrol already know to search for individuals if they have access to the system? Anyway, Bradford and other supporters say they hope it will provide equity to cases of missing Black people by encouraging the media to report on a disappearance. Despite the good intentions, social media, that damn social media, says the distinction is a way for authorities to decide how fast they want to respond. All right, so we get the point of this. I'll start with you, Chris, because I muted you. What are your thoughts on this? This is a serious situation here. Are people really just going to not pay attention to Ebony alerts versus the Amber alert?
You guys can hear me, right?
Yep.
Okay. So there have already been different color alerts. There's the silver alert, for example, which refers to senior citizens, right?
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to be rude and sound out of place. I was like, is that for old people?
Correct. No, I mean... That's really what it's for, whether that's insensitive or not. You know, the silver alert is an alert if you have an elderly person who may have dementia, something of that nature. They may have gotten confused, and I've seen a few here in New Jersey where I live. With that being said, I think that when you talk about different colors of alerts and things like that, I don't really get that upset about it. When I hear something like an ebony alert, the truth of the way our judicial system and our, just our country works is you know, black people get the short end of the stick. So, you know, I don't, if there's an Amber Alert, for example, I don't presume that Amber Alerts give us more positive results in terms of finding little black girls than little white girls. I feel like those Amber Alerts go out for Stacey Q with the blonde hair, and that's just kind of what it is. So if, look, an Ebony Alert might sound racist to some people, an Ebony Alert might sound like this or like that to some people, but at the end of the day, if more black and brown children are found because of it, I'm fine with it. If that's not the end result, I'm not fine with it, because my end result is I want
more
black children to be saved and found, and, you know, less of our young black girls being trafficked, which is a huge problem. But, you know, if we can put the Ebony Alert right there in a slot next to the silver alert and the Amber Alert and whatever, and that means that young black girls are found and saved, I'm for it. But I'm not really holding my breath, because the government doesn't care about black people.
I knew one was
sorry.
All right, Hollywood.
He could.
So I think and what Chris said has valid merit. I think what these people are saying is that you may have cops who are racist, who knew, but Hollywood, do you think that would affect them when they see an Emmy alert? They might just look at it a little bit slower than, say, an Amber Alert or a Silver Alert.
I want you to know I am trying really hard to be serious on this topic here. I am fighting. But I will say, I don't think it matters what color the alerts are. There you go, Corey. That's really mature of you. I don't think it matters what color the alerts are. The problem is people's response times to them, regardless of the colors. And you could see a case where somebody may be less inclined to move because it's an Ebony Alert if they are racist. But I don't think it matters. To me, I think it's very stupid that we're going through color system alerts when there's way bigger things happening.
I think you're on to something there, in the sense that I really don't think it matters, because it's like, okay, if people are going to move slowly in response to something that's going on with black and brown people, they were going to do that anyway. Is that kind of where you're going with that? Because I think that might be where you're going, and I think I agree with you strongly. So it's like, why are we even Chris fucking with this shit?
No. My point was more so people in general responding to it, not the authorities. But
okay. I'm sorry. My apologies.
But and what you're saying with the authorities, yeah, there could be a racist cop that's more slow to respond because it is called Ebony or whatever have you. I was talking in general. People get Amber Alert.
Okay. I misunderstood. That's my apologies.
Right.
No. So people get the test all the time on their phones, and what do? We ignore them and be like, oh, okay. Oh,
I ignore it because I'm not going to be able to see Amber when I'm laying in my bed at 2 p.m. and she on the highway driving with Virginia plates in Maryland. Now, I am in South Carolina. So
can I say one thing in regards to ignoring it? I ignore them when it's in regards to proximity. When I get, anytime I get an Amber Alert or any kind of color alert in New Jersey, and it's like, oh, this is 20 minutes from me, I am a little more aware.
But if it's
an hour and a half away, like I'm not gonna be Dick Tracy and go fucking play detective and go drive an hour and figure out these crimes.
if y'all know where they at, go get them. All right, but Brian, what are your thoughts on this?
Ebony has been a category in my life for quite some time. I didn't think it would make it to alerts for people's safety. I think the issue is, hold on.
No, take your time, bro. Take.
Cause I've been drinking. Hold on.
I get exactly what you mean. It's
hilarious. I feel like I know where he's going, and I feel like we're kind of agree with him. So go ahead, take your time.
Brian, I got you.
This go back to the Kansas Ebony thing.
Alert like, sound mm-hmm. like a Tiana Taylor in that Tyler Perry movie. Byron.
But not even just that. Like, this go back to the KFC thing we were just talking about. Y'all need more Black people around when y'all making decisions. This don't even make sense. And I get why they did it, right? Because Black and brown people, men, women, children are the highest on the list of not being found when these situations happen. Yeah. Right. Very disproportionate. What is tequila?
You got it.
Disproportionate.
You good. We got you. Go ahead. Keep going.
Mary?
What?
Crispy chicken.
Hey, wait a second. Why you come, bro? Let him come.
That was phenomenal. You got
that was such a foul edit.
But, like, y'all didn't think this through, and, like, y'all have said it. They didn't think this through, and y'all said it multiple times. As soon as people see Ebony Alert, especially now that they know what Ebony Alert is, they're going to ignore it. Some of them, they probably already ignored it. As soon as they seen a Taiwanese, man, I'm not reading that. Man, she's on her own. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you just added an extra layer of I'm not looking.
But that's the thing. So it's like, I wonder if doing it makes it worse, where it's like, if it was just blank and they didn't know, right?
Now, it could be flipped. It could be, you could galvanize some people who claim to be allies, and or some people who also fall in the Ebony category. Like, all right.
Galvanize, Gavin Newsom?
Yeah.
Governor. All right, so here's my thought. We'll move on from this. I didn't know we were going to talk this long about it, but it needs to be said.
It's a good topic, though.
We definitely need to speak on it.
Mary?
Because as always...
Crispy chicken!
No, here's my thought.
You are getting stopped. Cut it out.
Hey, no, for real. Brian brought it up, and that's why I keep pause. That's why I keep going to the KFC thing. Now, here's my thought, though.
It's a phenomenal sound bite, bro. You got to keep that for the future.
Bro. I want y'all to know it's not a sound bite. I'm literally going to the one spot where sing.
No, what up?
But you got to make that a sound bite. You got to add the crispy chicken sound bite to the show.
It doesn't right, make it any though, less
my
funny.
Thoughts will move
bro,
on.
Bro, I'm trying.
I think
if you don't Chris, want me to mess up your sound.
Chris, when I say my thoughts, I got to say my thoughts.
That's what I'm saying.
My thoughts.
Stop making me laugh at the crispy chicken. I got to mute myself.
That was for a crispy chicken snack wrap, by the way. Bring back the snack wraps. I think if they put a lot of money into this, one might think perhaps you put more money into training and hiring people specialized in finding these children. That's what I think. I think if you spend millions of dollars on a system just to name it Ebony, I can't even say it right, Ebony Alert, perhaps you want to, you know, hire more Ebony people, put more people in the neighborhood so we can kind of prevent these, you know, crime is not preventable, but we can certainly lessen crime.
Yeah.
Speaking of criminals, this next subject is hilarious. Let me see. Oh, it's not even a website. It's a writing. All right. I'm going to read. Chris, mute yourself right now so I can read this without you. I just found out my wife donated to Trump. I happened to see her credit card statement. She gave $350 to Donald Trump. I kept calm and I asked her about it. And she said, it's because he's being falsely accused. I am so confused. We are not political people. She's an American citizen. I'm not. But we never even talked about these things before. We don't even live in the USA anymore. I'm really confused and I'm a bit disturbed. What should I do? In a few sentences, Chris Taliaferro, tell me, what should I do?
Can I speak as myself? Like, as my real self?
Speak as yourself in a few sentences.
Yeah, just like... like, have sex with people and don't worry about anything else other than that. Like, just have nice...
You want this man to cheat on his wife because she gave $350 to Donald Trump?
Listen, I don't... Hold on. This is the thing. If people are going to do dumb Donald Trump shit, they're going to do dumb Donald Trump shit. If you're going to fuck people that are going to do Donald Trump dumb shit. You're going to fuck people that are going to do dumb Donald Trump shit. What I say is, in any of these types of interpersonal situations, I say, have sex with the person that wants to have sex with you. Make sure it's consensual. And
All right, I got you. That was no,
like, I'm saying, you. Like, cream. Hold on, I'm gonna talk about cream pies just real
quick. What? No, cream pies have just nothing to do with this. Wait, moving no. on, Hollywood.
Okay, fine. No. Okay, no, no, you can go ahead and silence my cream pie talk. I had a point, you asked me my opinion. And then as soon as I bring up cream pies, a Negro gotta get silenced. No, it's fine. I'm gonna mute myself. Go ahead.
Go ahead and hit that Mary J. Blige drop for me one more time.
Again, what are your thoughts?
Chicken, cream pies.
Mary?
Crispy chicken.
Yeah. I don't know that whoever this gentleman is did know that he married.
Let's say it was you, Hollywood, and you happen to be glancing at wifey's credit card bill.
That wouldn't be me. No, sir. Wouldn't be me.
What if it was wifey's credit card bill? What you gonna do?
First off, we have joined everything. So if you making donations to Trump and we haven't discussed this in the budget meeting, we're gonna have a whole new meeting to discuss come next week.
You can discuss it and put OnlyFans in your budget. Hey, what's up, Vixen? Brian, what are your thoughts on this?
It always amazes me how people think like they helping a cause. This man's a billionaire. What do you think your $350 is going to do, sis? really stop and use your brain. These people were taking advantage of y'all. This man got you thinking that he needs your $350. How much you think his shoes cost? How much you think his suit costs? How much you think his watch costs? That man don't need your $350. And now you about to destroy your family trying to support this stranger who literally don't care nothing about you.
Not she can't even vote. She they don't live in
you can't. Yeah, you're not even here. Let that rich man spend his own money. He's fine. Also, side note, when you go to stores like Walmart and stuff and they ask you to donate, don't do it. At that time, Walmart has already donated the money. So what they doing is, quote unquote, asking you to donate so they can recoup the money they donated, man. Keep your change to yourself. They man, already took care of it.
Mary? That deserved it. It was a good nugget. It was a golden nugget. All right, this is from the Red app, and we're going to start moving along because we're behind our time pause. Speaking of OnlyFans, Corey, my boyfriend wants me to do OnlyFans. She, female 21, her boyfriend's male 22, been together for 2 years and love each other. He was usually a jealous boyfriend who hates girls with OnlyFans and Twitch dots, but suddenly he wants me to do OnlyFans and even stream for the sake of money that we need. I asked him how come he would be okay with it suddenly. He said that it's fine because others will look at what they can't have. And I like that answer. I might consider it. What should I do? Chris Taliaferro, what should she do?
What should she do? Okay, so are cream pies off the table in my response?
Just answer the question. You can use your cream pies balls.
Well, I'm not even joking.
Crispy chicken.
See, why aren't cream pies a good solution to any of this? Okay.
Because she don't get pregnant. There's people who pay.
Who gives a fuck about pregnancy? They don't search the ebony section. Cream pies and pregnancy are like you could still cream pie people that ain't gonna get pregnant. You don't think Big Bird gets cream pie? You can't impregnate a Muppet.
I'm almost for certain Big Bird doesn't, but what should she do is the question. Answer what should she do and leave Big Bird out of it.
Well, I mean, my first answer was cream pie. So
all right, so the answer is she should cream pie.
Well,
makes no sense, but right. Brian. What should she do?
Wait.
No, that's your answer. Brian,
he doubled down on it. And
I was gonna elaborate. No, I'll let Brian cut. No, I'll let him go. I'll let him go. It's fine.
Brian,
sis, get out. Like, what do you mean? Dudes don't be jealous and then be like, let's have sex on the internet for money because people want to see what they can't have. No, 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 shorty. It's something going on somewhere that he's trying to get you to do this to justify whatever he did behind your back. Leave.
A complete leave.
Okay, wait. Can I just elaborate on what I mean by cream pie?
Oh, no, we know what that means, Chris.
Everybody knows what cream pie is. No, wait, hold on. I'm just saying. Wait, hold on. I'm just saying. No, I'm saying intimacy, right? That's what the crux of this is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right? Pie. So when I say cream pie, I'm not just being vulgar. That's just a way of discussing intimacy and, you know, two people connecting, right? Like when you cream
pie, you know what you could have said for intimacy?
What?
Intimacy,
nigga.
Well, like, I mean, like, cream pie is better because, like, you think about, like, the semen and, like, the
juice. All right, Chris. Like, the Fig Map podcast canceled tour continues. Hollywood, what you got going for this one? Gotta hit the mute button first, you know.
Yeah, unmute.
Shut up. I like Brian be knowing.
I'm gonna shut up.
You're welcome.
I mean, by the way. Y'all making me laugh. So.
You're welcome. By the way,
this is so good. This is gonna be a good episode.
Yeah, I think Brian's on something that nigga's doing something else behind your back, man. I couldn't hold it back. He doing something behind your back, and this is where you're trying to sneak it in, so it look like he's trying to present something. Yeah, come on, you gotta. Leave him and start your OnlyFans and block him so you don't have access to it. That's my point of view. And I think she'll be very prosperous that way.
Well, she said they need money, so he ain't going to have enough money if she put it to the right amount, I guess. I don't think I have a thought on that. I didn't write down any thoughts for that.
I think we all can kind of get you to put some thoughts together right now, being that you asked us our thoughts. Hey, so, Poozie, what are your thoughts on this?
I am the host. I ask the questions.
Yeah, right.
I've been through this, Hollywood.
Don't try and put a...
Every time you up here.
Let him put his fingers everybody here.
I think it's silly. You know what? I agree with you guys. I don't know, not the cream pie guy. I agree with you.
Whoa. What is
thumbs
wrong
going
with
on?
Buying a woman...
There's nothing. It's just something's going on, and he's hiding it. He's trying to make it a thing where she's comfortable to do this. Maybe he's did it. Maybe he's cheating. I don't know. But there's something there that shouldn't be there.
Oh my God, I skeeting so many raw. It's
all right, weird. All right. Hey.
Sorry.
Moving on.
I'll mute myself.
Yeah. moving on. Let's...
Crispy chicken.
All right. Let me.
If you want me to mute
this
myself,
is from the dog.
You're not you going to unmute yourself with that fucking prop every single time.
All right, new topic. Chris, I'm doing a new topic now.
I'm mute myself.
This is from the dog app where my dog's at. That's X, in case you didn't know. My wife got a new Miami ass. That's a Brazilian butt lift. 2 years ago when she looked amazing. And, of course, I got her pregnant. She's 7 months, cream pie. She's 7 months pregnant now, and she still wants sex. But that big belly and that big ass is terrible together. She put on black lingerie and she gave me a lap dance. It looked like two pigs struggling in a garbage bag. I couldn't get aroused. My baby kicking, her ass getting lopsided and spreading. Sex ain't happening. She thinks I'm cheating, but I'm just grossed out by her. How do I stop her from groping me, begging me for sex? Because when I can't perform, she calls me limpy. Brian, what should I do?
That's what your ass get. Y'all gotta stop letting
this is his wife.
You gotta wife. Okay, I am a massage therapist, right? And we see, and there's a whole lane in our industry for women who go out and get these surgeries and all this, but also being a part of the health and wellness community, the amount of time that it takes you to get the surgery and recover from the surgery You could have just went to the gym and worked out and ate certain foods to put on the weight that you wanted to. You either way, you could have got the body. Except the second way, you could have worked for it, so you earned it and you built it and you can maintain it. Versus you went and got it on the table and get chopped up, and now you look like, as he said, two pigs wrestling in a trap. Wait, you don't want your man to feel like that about you. You don't. You spent thousands of dollars. You're probably in debt, and your man thinks that you're disgusting. That's crazy.
So he's not wrong.
I mean, you can't help what you're attracted to. I think he should be honest. He probably shouldn't say two pigs in a trash bag, but he should be honest and say, hey, man, the body mixed with the pregnancy is not, I'm not, I just can't. It's not me, it's you. You dig? And we could revisit this after you had a baby. You know what I'm saying? And you know
she's not going to want to give it up after she had a baby.
Can I ask every man a question?
Wait, no, let's finish this question first, Chris. You will get your turn.
So, I mean, yeah, you got to be honest. He's the best policy. You just got to be honest like you got some sense. Because you're going to crush her, right?
All right.
You got to accept that.
I'll leave you last, Chris, so you can get your question out after pause. Hollywood, but honesty is not the best policy all the time. Don't listen to Brian and that, people. Hollywood, he's trying to get y'all shot. Do not tell your wife that you think she's fat while she's pregnant. Hollywood, what are your thoughts?
When my wife was pregnant, I had a really hard time having sex with my wife because in my mind, my immaturity.
You know your wife listened to this, right?
She sometimes. I'll tell her skip this week. He didn't record this week. I was afraid to have the sex.
You thought
she
was gonna hurt the baby?
Yeah, man. I thought I was gonna give my little man some migraines because, you know, all the thumping and loud. But he gotta find a position at work because pregnant pussy bigger. I'm sorry. But yeah, he gotta find something at work. You can't just not be attracted all of a sudden. Cause when she snapped back and she started cheating with the OnlyFans dude. Then he gonna be mad. So
green bars.
All right. Hey.
All right. Chris Taliaferro. First, what should he do? And then you can ask your question to the other panel members.
Well, my question is intrinsically linked to what he should do. So can I do it all at the same time, or what's
do your thing, bro? Do your thing.
Okay, so here's my question to the panel. If you wanted to have, and I'm asking this to every man here, if you wanted to have a physical procedure done, let's say it's a vasectomy, let's say it's anything, any type of physical procedure done, would you give a shit what any woman had to say to you about it?
My wife, yeah.
My wife, yes.
My wife, yeah.
Okay. Well,
that's a very important person. That's...
Yeah. Okay. Everybody else can kick rocks, but
No. That was a fair answer from everybody in the group. Now I'm gonna follow up. I had a partner years ago who wanted to get a breast reduction. It was her money. I had no stake in the game other than the fact that my partner was going to get a breast reduction. So I didn't have to do anything but just be nice to this person while she went through this.
You said breasts?
Breasts, correct. She had gigantic titties, like crispy chicken. No, I mean, you know, they were crispy. They were chunky. It was breasts. It was breast meat. It was half white meat, half dark meat, because, you know, whatever. The point that I'm making is that I disagreed with her personal decision to have
a reduction.
I didn't think she needed it, right? But she had it and she was happy with it. Because she had it and she was happy with it, and it was something that she could afford. It was some shit that had nothing to fucking do with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, Now, you might say, well, oh, this is my partner. But when you have a partner, when you have someone in your life, and you know, and I extend this to a wife, and I don't know how many of you here have been married before, but I have been married before, so I can speak, you know, from you know, a point of personal experience. You know,
but are you referring to the BBL though? Because I think it's
I'm not saying that my ex-wife got a BBL because she did. I was with someone who had a breast reduction, which is a comparable surgery in my view to a BBL, in that it's body modification that a husband or a partner would have a problem with, right? Like, or could potentially have a problem with. Is that what we're saying?
Right, but his problem is not that she got a BBL. His problem was now that he's not attracted to her now that she's pregnant. And when he doesn't perform, she calls him limpy.
Well, I mean,
Funny as shit. I'm not going to lie. That's
hold on. First of all.
Well, if he started calling her a penguin, that'd be wrong too.
The fact that two things are mentioned, the fact that she got a BBL and
she looked amazing. I'm quoting, just a quote.
A couple of things. The fact that she got a BBL and he's looking at her body in one aspect, and then she gave him a child and he's looking at her body in another aspect, says more about him than it does about her. And I think
that's unfair, Chris.
Why is that unfair?
I don't think that he knew that he would feel this way about her body.
He's a fucking man.
Nah. You like what you like, and you don't like what you don't like.
Hold on, wait.
It probably looks fine at first, and then he like.
Let me ask you a question. Serious question.
Go ahead.
Let's say right now, you marry a woman, and she has a perfect body in every. You know, conventional
aspect
way, right? Mm-hmm. Are you gonna love her in 50 years when her body is terrible?
But that's
unconditionally.
He didn't say he didn't love her less. He said that it's hard for him to have sex with her currently because she is pregnant and the BBL. He said I can't deal with the combo. The combo of the 7-month stomach and the BBL booty.
As soon as you start getting in that headspace of saying, this person I love is someone that I am not able to perform for because of what I don't like.
She calls them names, Chris.
That's sucker shit to me. Because let me tell you something. I'm being real. If I have a wife and she's the baddest bitch on earth, and then she gets in an accident and she's in a wheelchair, guess what? If I love that woman, I'm going to be skeeting all over her fucking wheelchair. I'm going to be cream pieing her fucking crippled ass. I'm going to say, spread your legs. Matter of fact, I know you can't spread your legs.
Let me do it for you.
You can't do it. Let me spread these legs for you and let me nut all in this. And you're like, oh, I can't get it up. Because she had a baby, bro.
What's going on with your
problem, bro?
It is. He didn't say it wasn't. He said, what are we talking about?
Right, let's not be as graphic, but he is saying that he's not attracted to her while she's pregnant. So
right. He didn't say, I don't love her no less. He said, at this point in time, it is difficult for me to perform. He even seems like he feels bad about it. Yeah. Like he wants.
He said he tried.
He's asking us, "Hey guys, what do I do,
bro?"
He tried, and she called him limpy.
Y'all can't.
You're calling me names. I'm trying to help you out.
Y'all couldn't bust another sexy pregnant bitch. Come on, knock it off.
But the thing is, he doesn't think she's sexy anymore. That's the point.
Chris, I don't think problem. every pregnant woman don't look
wild
good.
Wild piece of business, bro. That's a wild piece of business. You got a woman that's sexy, and she was willing to have your baby.
Everybody don't look good pregnant, bro. Just like everybody don't look bro, good if some, on. Everybody if somebody says to me, yo,
I'm going to have your baby. You think a couple of pregnancy pimples on the nose is going to stop me?
You mean intimacy. That's what he mean. You mean intimacy.
Intimacy.
Yeah, there we go.
Say thank intimacy.
Thank you, Hollywood.
Crispy chicken, crisp lettuce, three cheeses.
I'll just say crispy chicken. Anytime I put a little crispy chicken in a girl's eye, is that fair?
If she's pregnant, she might want it. Anyway, all right, so let's go. We're about to end this show. Does anybody else have anything else to say about this topic before we move on? Are there any unresolved thoughts on this? Non-graphic unresolved thoughts.
I'm saying, because I got a couple, but I think I'm going to get muted.
Oh, all right, Hollywood, you got any more thoughts on this? Did you even go? I don't even remember if you.
I'm just going to reiterate my point about pregnant pussy. Top tier. That's all I got is that it's top tier. And
pregnant box.
Yeah, that too. Go ahead and just tell her to turn around while you don't got to look at her in the face. If you can't stand how she looks presently, if you can't stand how she looks presently, yeah, turn around. Doggy style.
It's only 7 months, like though. He can't wait 2 months?
Cream pie, like Chris would say. I'm just saying.
Don't get him started again.
If you don't like how your woman looks when she got pregnant, then you shouldn't have got her pregnant.
Public service announcement.
That's not fair. I don't think that's fair.
What? Bro, agree to disagree. Hey, listen, you can go ahead and skeet in people that you're going to be upset with their facial features in 9 months if you want to, Negro. That's on you.
But again,
it's not the facial features.
It's not the face. He said it's the stomach and the BBL I don't give a combo. If she wasn't pregnant, he'd have been fine. Or if she didn't have a BBL.
If he wasn't pregnant, he would have got her pregnant.
yeah, that's really the core of it. The BBL is what led to all this.
Listen, men need to have more responsibility of where they put their penises. So if you don't want
to talking about his wife? It's his wife, right?
Bro, if you okay, so then went for sick for better or worse, sickness and health. That's his wife, so right. It shouldn't matter how she looks. That what are we talking about?
We talk about his physical ability.
He's like, well, I'm not physically attracted to my wife. Listen, if my wife,
he didn't say ever. He said,
let me tell you something. If my wife, if I was married and my wife got third degree burns all over her body. And she looked like fucking Freddy Krueger. Guess what fucking Freddy Krueger cheeks I'm fucking clapping and saying, I love my wife because I made vows. That's the point of getting married. So sickness and health, for better
or worse, say you have sex for richer, all for the poor, time.
All that. So like if my wife is burned over 90% of her body and looks like she's going to haunt my dreams with a fucking metal claw, guess what? I'm going to fucking eat that every single day. I don't give a fuck. But the thing is,
you might not be able to. She's burning on it.
That's my point about a marriage, though. Because if you're not willing to do that, if this guy's sitting here like, oh, this thing happened to my wife's body, so I'm not attracted to her, he wasn't ready for marriage in the fucking first place. Tell me when I'm telling lies.
That man said 7 months. So in 10 months, 11 months after the baby gone, he could be right back to it. Again, he said it's the stomach.
Or he cannot because he has some kind of, he's like, oh, well, now her stomach is sagging or this or that. Like, bro, either you want to fuck your wife or you don't.
At this point, Chris, we just speculating because all we don't know how you're going to act after.
I'm just saying, I didn't marry her, he did.
Here's the thing, guys.
He also said month 7. If you don't want to, 1 through 6 could have been.
Why did you marry in the first place? I wouldn't marry somebody that I wouldn't be comfortable fucking forever, even if they get burnt and look like Fred Krueger.
But also,
crispy, also, they could be.
I need y'all to respect the crispy chicken.
Listen.
Respect the crispy chicken.
I'm gonna stop.
What I think was missing here from your point, Chris, you have a very valid point, but. The point that I see is that he's trying to sleep with his wife. There's just not an attraction at that moment. And not only that,
Get a divorce.
She's antagonizing him. She's calling him. What get was the word?
Get a divorce.
We keep glossing over that.
Limpy. He called it. She calls him limpy.
Get a divorce. Why?
Divorce a 7-month-old wife because you don't want to sleep with her.
That's crazy.
You're not attracted.
The sex defied a marriage.
You're not attracted, and it's not going to work. Get a divorce. But if you're going to stay in the marriage, don't complain about your wife being Freddy Krueger.
Now you brought that up.
I like bringing up the Freddy Krueger because I'm thinking about like having sex with a burn victim.
Also, I think that's also Chris. I think your examples are easy to say because they're examples. Most people don't know what they're going to do.
Examples are easy to say because they're examples.
Because they're examples. Most people don't really know what they're going to do in high stress situations like this until they get in them.
It's you don't know. That's
Nick, I've changed adult diapers. I wouldn't be surprised if anybody said
fun?
I can't. No. My grandmother was on a bed rest.
Okay.
Like if somebody says I can do this and then they got to do it, I can understand why they said I can't do this. You thought you could. It was all good.
Wait, hold on.
With the situation.
I want to be clear. I think that there is something very valid to what you just said, that someone, once they are in a situation that they may thought that they were able to handle, they might not be able to handle it. But what I'm saying is, once you're in that situation, it's immediately your responsibility to own up to the fact that you can't handle this. And you, what I'm saying is, it should be more of an instantaneous decision.
I don't know. He's trying to figure out how to get his meat hard, Chris. He's trying to get his meat hard.
It's
not like he's not trying. He tried. He can't.
Online, and she called him limpy. How to get your meat hard if your wife looks like Freddy Krueger.
Nah, that's not how meat work, Chris. Stop
doing it. What?
Hey, I know how my meat works. If I love the woman, that's not I don't care if she looks like Freddy or Michael Myers or Jason Voorhees. I'm going to clap Chris, those Jason Voorhees cheeks.
All right, Chris, let me ask you this because I hear what you're saying, but let me ask you this. And this is a serious question, although it's filled with humor. What you keep saying is that you're saying words like responsibility. He married his vows. Sex is not a part of that with marriage. It's not, it comes with it, but it also doesn't have to happen in marriage, right? I mean,
it doesn't have to happen, but that's something that is between the two partners within that marriage.
Right. So if he's tried and he's failed several times, and she's calling him names.
If he's not happy, he should leave.
He didn't Why say does... he wasn't happy. He said that he doesn't want to have sex with her right now while she's pregnant 7 months. He didn't say his happiness. I mean, the only thing he's not happy about is being called limpy. And nobody want to be called
right.
Then why is he, wait, hold on. Then why is he saying this to the internet and not his wife?
He's looking for help.
He's actually asking people, what should he do? So,
Before you ask your question. Hold on, before you ask your question.
I got this question. Hold on, Hollywood.
Hold on, wait.
I just want to ask one question. Y'all remember Pinky?
I met
Pinky on 4th.
Pinky from the Ebony category.
From the Ebony category.
And you remember how she used to look versus how she looks now?
She put on about 100.
You can't even find pictures of how she used to look right now.
She put about 200, actually. But
we're not going to body shame Pinky today.
There's no body shaming. I asked if you remember how she looked then versus now. That might be the same thing with his wife. There's some men who don't find her attractive anymore since she put on 200 and something pounds. I see that all the time. You know what?
There might be some women who are not attracted to their husbands after they lose their hair or their hair goes gray. And those things are ridiculous if you have someone in your life that you love and care about.
I think we unpacked this. We're the unpackers. And I think all it really takes is for her to be in the dark and the hen nigga watch some porn before he runs into the room while she's in the dark and just handle business. Why are we making this a science?
The point that I'm making is if you are not prepared to accept someone for anything that happens within a marriage, right? You could marry a woman and she could lose a limb. She could have a traumatic brain injury. There could be all kinds of things that could happen to someone. But when you make a commitment to someone and you sit here and you say, oh well, I you know, I love my wife and everything, but you know, I don't want to have sex with her because I'm not attracted. I can't, my dick can't get hard. And you're going to the internet instead of going to a therapist, your wife.
Could have told him to go to a therapist, though.
I just told him to go to his wife.
You couldn't get that information out with a gun in my head, bro. Like, you gonna sit here and like you asked me, like, if I asked you about one of the women that you, I don't know who is dating who in this space, but if you were dating a woman and she was going through something, you really gonna get me to like tell you, oh, you know, she's got this shit going on and that shit going, bro? Like, I'm not talking about that shit on the internet.
But it's not like he made a Facebook post and tagged her in the post.
And tagged his wife.
This is like a rat. This was an anonymous post.
No, that's fair. That's fair. But he's crowdsourcing. he's crowdsourcing information and people.
I think he's looking for help. I think he's looking for help.
The internet can be a therapist sometimes.
In order to approach his wife, better than a licensed therapist.
Listen. I'm not gonna argue too hard with anybody here, but I'm just saying, y'all ain't gonna convince me that the move for him to do was to go online and say, hey, this is what my girl is doing. She seems like a crazy bitch. Like that.
But you can't convince me to body shame this man because he's not attracted to this woman at this point in time.
And she called him limpy. All right, let's move on.
He the one getting body shamed.
Let's move on. All right, that was the last topic. So this is the part of the show where we ask everybody what they think mad about. Chris, I'm gonna let you go first. Let's make it short and simple.
Make it see you have me go first, and you're like, keep it okay. Okay.
I just want to get out of here on a good note.
I'm busting your chops, man. I'm really glad that you have me here tonight, seriously. So I apologize.
What you think mad about this week?
I'm think mad about
Limpy.
You know what? No. Hold on. Seriously, can I rant about something for a second?
The mic is on.
Okay, hold on. I am fake mad about the fact that regardless of where you stand on the political spectrum in the United States, we're going to have either a 80-year-old man be the president or a 77-year-old man be the president. And both of them have already been the president. And the majority of the country doesn't want either one of them to be the president. And we're not really given much choice. And it's just like, if you don't like Joe Biden, you're a racist. And if you don't like Joe Biden, sucks. Trump sucks. Trump's way worse than Biden. I don't want Trump, but like, that's what I'm fake mad about. I'm fake mad that we don't have any other choice other than these fucking insane people that are going to die in a couple of years.
All right. Brian, what are you fake mad about this week?
I was going to say that I bought a pair of sneakers that don't fit the way I want.
All right.
I hope I didn't fuck the like this bar up like
Hollywood.
That's just what was on my mind, man. I don't know.
Hollywood, what are you fake mad about this week? Hey, wifey in the background.
What am I? Yeah, she was telling me she was fake mad at you for not having me up here. But
you up here now?
Now shut up. Now.
Limpy?
I am.
Oh my god!
You know what? Yeah, I'm fake mad that Burger King. Yeah, they try everything but stick with the original menu, and it kind of pisses me off. Their wraps are terrible.
when they had hot dogs. I never tried them, but it just sounded nasty getting hot dogs and burgers.
Wait, they had hot dogs?
Burger King had hot dogs. Google it.
Oh my God. Oh no. Hot dog King. I'm about to go Google that shit because that sounds awful.
I'll wait in real time while you Google it because it happened.
No, I'm looking at they. Oh my God. I'm looking. They look like boiled hot dogs.
I've never tried it because why would you? The mozzarella sticks are trash. The chicken fries are trash. Stick to Whoppers and original chicken. And
hold on. The chicken fries are all right.
They used to be, not anymore.
Well, okay. Okay, I haven't had them in a while, so I'll take y'all word for it. But at one point, they slapped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your beef is with Burger King, Hollywood.
Don't do that. You ain't going imagery and a little.
I mean, no, don't be mad at this man. You would beef with Burger King too if you saw these fucking hot dogs I'm looking at right now because they look like.
Please send him the picture, please. Yo, please.
Happy this day, lettuce, mayo, pickle, ketchup. It's okay if I don't want that Impossible or bacon whopper.
Listen, this song is so catchy.
Hey,
have it your way. You rule.
I was looking at the Burger King's hot dog. That's
kind of
crazy.
Anyway, thank you guys.
Burger King, like, get the fuck out of the podcast. Hot dog.
We are out of here. We're over time. I'm sorry if we had sponsors, they'd be mad. All I gotta say is, oh, what am I thinking mad about this week? I really have been happy this week, but I guess. I wasn't off on Indigenous Peoples Day. I mean, I get enough vacations at my job, but I feel like that still should be a day off. That just because we don't like Columbus no more, don't take the day away from us. It's Indigenous Peoples.
Hey, besides don't apologize for
being yourself, bro. Love yourself and each other. It is Mental Health Month, so be kind to those. You never know what somebody's going through. We do support therapy here. Don't call your husband limpy. It is not very good to the well-being. And last thing I gotta say is...
Crispy chicken, fresh lettuce, three cheeses, fresh resin wrapped up in
the... And we out of here. Peace.